from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, September 10th. Coming up ahead of tomorrow's 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, we'll hear from Champaign Fire Chief Gary Ludwig. He'll talk about his memories of that day and how it changed firefighting forever. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. After a summer of gridlock, the Illinois House last night passed major energy and climate legislation that aims to put Illinois on the path to 100% renewable energy by 2050. As Hannah Meisel reports, the Senate and governor have just a few days to approve it to meet a critical deadline.
That deadline comes Monday, the date nuclear giant Exelon says it'll close down its power plant in Byron, near Rockford, without state intervention. Nearly $700 million in ratepayer subsidies were agreed to months ago to keep the Byron plant and two other Exelon nukes afloat. But standing in the way was a major fight over how to cut coal-fired power plants from Illinois' energy portfolio in order to ultimately curb carbon emissions. After a summer of stalemate, negotiators agreed to force two key plants in Springfield and the Metro East to cut emissions nearly in half by 2038 and likely permanently close in 2045. State Representative Marcus Evans says the bill he sponsored will
send a message to the entire country that we're serious about climate change, we're serious about solar development.
I'm Hannah Meisel.
A Champaign Unit 4 school bus was struck by gunfire yesterday while transporting students home. No students or staff were injured. A statement from Champaign Police says officers responded to the area of Neal Street and Arcadia Drive just before 3 p.m. for a report of shots fired. Police found a crash involving multiple vehicles at the intersection of Moreland and Town Center Boulevards. A 34-year-old male with non-life-threatening injuries was transported to a local hospital and is expected to be released. Police say a preliminary investigation indicates the man was traveling northbound on Neal Street when his vehicle was struck by gunfire, believed to be from a passing vehicle. During the gunfire, the school bus was struck by a single round. In an email to parents, Unit 4 officials say they're grateful to the driver of the school bus, who stayed calm and quickly pulled the bus over to ensure students were safe. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced yesterday it's making a big investment in renewable energy in rural America. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin has details.
The department is setting aside more than $400 million to pay for renewable energy projects like wind and solar fields on farms and in rural areas across the country. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says investing in clean energy is a win-win for producers and consumers.
This essentially creates an opportunity for us to get the kind of renewable energy going more quickly and with a little bit less cost, which obviously keeps the cost down to the consumers.
Renewable energy projects in the Midwest will receive more than $200 million in loans, the biggest one being a 99-megawatt solar photovoltaic farm in Perry County, Illinois. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, a conversation with Champaign Fire Chief Gary Ludwig. He talks with Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick about the September 11th attacks and how they changed firefighting forever. That's coming up next on 217 Today. IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org. For stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois, another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Tomorrow marks 20 years since one of America's most tragic days. We'll carry live NPR coverage of events at the World Trade Center, Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, starting at 7 a.m. on WILL AM 580 and the WILL mobile app. Here in Central Illinois, the Champaign Fire Department will hold a 9/11 memorial ceremony tomorrow at 8:46 a.m. on the northeast corner of Westside Park in Champaign. Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick spoke with Champaign Fire Chief Gary Ludwig about that terrible day and how it's changed firefighting.
I was in St. Louis. I was working for the St. Louis Fire Department. I was the chief paramedic at the time. And I was actually assigned to headquarters in my office. And I saw the first, I had TV on as I typically do, and I saw the breaking news of what had occurred. And I was very suspicious because of the fact that it was a very clear day and and there was blue skies, and planes don't ordinarily hit buildings on days like that. And then the tragic second plane hit, and then it was confirmed for me that we were under attack.
What were your thoughts? What were going through your head, after you kind of realized, this was not an accident?
So I had anger. I had sadness. I was aghast. I went through a whole range of emotions. But one of the things I really hearkened back to was I had sat through a presentation on what had happened with the first attack in the 90s on the World Trade Center. I had sat through several presentations on that as a fire department official so that we could learn from what happened there and how they mitigated it and how they handled it. And I remember distinctly listening to the speaker talk about how at any given time there are 50,000 people in those two buildings. And so, I'm thinking, how many deaths are we going to have here? And then I know those are firefighters that are climbing those stairs trying to rescue people, trying to get people out of that building, and I fear for their lives also. And then, the unfortunate event occurred that both towers collapsed, and I knew then at that point, based on the fact that I know that any given day there are 50,000 people in those two buildings, I knew there was firefighters in those towers. I knew there was other public safety officials, such as police officers, EMS workers, that were there, and I knew the death toll would be in the thousands, and I just pure sadness and an anger at those who did what they did to our country.
How did the 9/11 attacks change firefighting?
Well, one of the things it did to change our profession is we thought we knew building construction. We studied building construction just like a mechanic would study the mechanics of an engine. We have to know how it works if we're going to work on it. So we studied building construction, and we thought we knew building construction. We never envisioned that those towers would collapse. And, in my mind, as I'm watching this, I feared what was going to happen was the same thing they feared was going to happen in a Los Angeles skyscraper fire, is that the top floors would actually lose their support and fall off the side of the building. And I actually thought that's what's going to happen in New York City, is that eventually the structural members that are supporting the upper part of the building would eventually collapse, and the top of the building would fall off, or parts of the building, the majority of the building would fall down and collapse upon the existing structure. I never envisioned, nor did any other firefighter, or did even a lot of engineers envision that both those towers would collapse. So we look now at building construction in a new way. We're very cognizant of collapse and what causes collapse. The mechanism by which collapses occur of structures.
Did the 9/11 attacks change you and kind of your perspective on what you do?
Yes, I must tell you, I watch videos every year of the collapse. I watch the attacks. I watch those poor people who stood 80, 90, 100 stories above the street and had a choice of jumping or burning to death. And I can't comprehend, I can't envision the horror and the things that went through their mind at those last moments of their life. And it commits me to the fact that what I do, and I know other firefighters feel this way, is what we do is that we are here to make a difference and save others. And so we are more determined as a result of 9/11 to make sure that we know our job, that we're trained to do our job, and when the bell hits that we do our job, we have to be our best, as I like to say, when people are having their worst day. And we saw what I would say is ordinary firefighters doing extraordinary things on that particular day. And so they have set an example for us on how we should perform in our profession.
How will you and the department mark 20 years since 9/11 on Saturday?
So this will be our 19th time doing it, and I am so proud of the fact that we remember the sacrifices of those who lost their futures on that particular day. There was about 2,900 people that we should never forget, that there were 2,900 people that went to bed that night not knowing that it was going to be their last day the next day. And the horrors of what they experienced and what they dealt with and all those who were injured, we cannot forget all those in the military who have been handed the mantle for the fight on terrorism and have lost their lives, including the 13 soldiers that we just lost in Afghanistan. We can't forget all those that have died of the cancers that have come out as a result of being exposed to the 911 toxins that were coming out of that building that was burning at the World Trade Center, all the Fazine gas and all the other products that were coming out of that building that people have developed terrible cancers since then and have died. So it's not only those that have died on 9/11, but it is also those who have made sacrifices since then that we should never forget their sacrifices, and we should always have a remembrance ceremony. And that's what we plan on doing this Saturday.
Chief Gary Ludwig of the Champaign Fire Department, thank you for talking with me.
It's been a pleasure.
That was Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick talking with Champaign Fire Chief Gary Ludwig. The department's 9/11 memorial ceremony takes place tomorrow, starting at 8:46 a.m. at the northeast corner of Westside Park in Champaign. The public is invited to attend. And finally, in your forecast, the National Weather Service says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Christine Herman, Dana Cronin, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.